when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams, gonna make them true.
Yeah, we got some big dreams here in the Genius Lab, where we help you realize your greatness. Thanks for tuning in today, and it's my pleasure to be with you and share with you this month's theme, okay? So as you know, we're working with the elements this year, and in addition to the year having an overriding particular elemental influence, in this case 2024, is a mineral year, and the mineral year represents realizing your greatness, connecting to your life's purpose, and creating a new story. And so that's the overriding energy. But then each month also carries a certain energy. The first month of the year is number one, which is water. Second, we just finished February, which was the second month. We did a whole series on fire in a mineral year. So we have these energies interacting, okay? So we have mineral overriding everything, and then within that, we have how each month connects and what energy each month brings in. And it's kind of exciting because we go around the medicine wheel twice, a little over twice, five elements. So for the first 10 months, we'll go through it twice, and then we'll get a third repetition on water and fire. So this month of March, is the third month of the year, which means we are in a nature month in a mineral year. And what the heck does that mean? Okay. So when you look at what nature is magic and transformation. And it's so funny because mineral can be a very rigid kind of energy. It's about stories. It's about alignment. It's about the structure. I always say that the energy of earth and fire are the what. They're the visionary kind of energies, and then the mineral is the how. It's very structured and organized, and nature people have a tendency to be great storytellers, good teachers, and they know how to create order from chaos. And if your life is chaotic right now, you know, you have a perfect opportunity to connect to the element of nature and magically transform that, bringing in the mineral element that helps give you form and structure to what it is that you want to create. And the nature aspect will give you the permission, okay, to open up to the magic. In other words, the thing about nature is when you're dealing with magic, you're dealing with an energy that's outside of typical parameters. Okay. I guess that's the best way to say it. Basically, it can turn you upside down and drop you on your head if you're not paying attention. But what happens is we get in touch with our true nature. And in that creation process or creative process, whatever it is that you want to manifest, you find out who you are. One of the things that I've been studying is this guy named Kwasi, and he says, "Who do you need to be to show up for the new you, or for the new story, or to create manifest these goals that you have, or these desires?" And then the other thing is, who do you not want to be? Because if your life isn't where you want it to be, who are you being that's keeping it that way? Okay. And then how do you not be that? And then who do you need to be to step into that person that is the way that you want things to be? And at first, when I listened to it, I thought, this guy's a little wacky, you know, it's like who, what, it's like we're changing our personalities, but he has a really good point. Being who you are currently has gotten you to where you are currently. And if that's the place you want to be, then stay there and stay being that person. Hell yes. But if by chance you are not where you want to be, you're being a person that is less than or different than the greatness that you want to create. So who is that person that you need to be to create the new you or the new situation or the new life or the new job or the new position or the new self-esteem? And when you really start working with this, I started working with this a few months ago, and every night when I go to bed, I look at these affirmation statements that I've created that are done quasi style, and it's kind of interesting because everything's done third person. Because he talks about, and this is a big debate in the affirmation world. You know, most people say, you know, do it, make your affirmations, first person, proactive, positive. Okay. So I am a millionaire, or I am this, or I have that, or whatever. I make this much money, or have this position. And the thing is, the other argument, the other side of that is, your subconscious is way smarter than getting tricked by that, because it's going to go, bullshit, you're not that. You don't have, your bank account has $400 in it, dude. You're not a millionaire. Okay. So quit lying to yourself. And so they cancel out each other. So what Kwasi talks about, and I thought it was an interesting approach that I'd never heard before, is make them third person. Step away from being in the script that you don't want to be in. Be a third person party and say, for example, Toby always brings in full paying clients and has a full schedule that is present and future booked. Okay, that would mean that I have a bunch of clients now and I have a bunch of clients in the future. And I'm saying, like, I'm observing who I want to be, or I'm observing who the point is. Toby always fills his workshops, and that's another statement. And then you do a worldview statement. And those of you who have done the Genius Lab sessions with me, you know about this, is that you have a worldview. How do you see the world? Now, there's how you see the world, and then there's how you want the world to be. And so what this is a statement of, I see the world is a playful, wonderful place of wonder and delight that provides me with all of the abundance, wealth, happiness, and prosperity in every area of my life. It is limitless in its wonderful possibilities. Now, you can focus on that, or you can say the world is a dangerous place with a bunch of fucking crazy people. And but I don't want to support that part of the world. You know, I know that exists in the world, but it doesn't have to be in my world. I remember one time when our country was in a recession, one of the several times, and a friend of mine just hit his business out of the park. And he's like, I have never made so much money in my life. And I said, how do you do that during a recession? He said, oh, I don't have a recession in my life. And I'm like, wow, it was just that simple. He just didn't accept that affected him. It's kind of like, you know, aren't you worried about the freezing temperature in Alaska? No, because I'm in Hawaii. So he basically manifested this huge, beautiful, the most prosperous he has ever been in his life, in his business during the view that some people had was that we were in a recession and there was absolute financial downfall and everybody was going broke and blah, 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 blah. So all of that to say, when we're in a nature month, we bring that to the table. We have the overriding aspect elements of mineral. So we're realizing our greatness. We're reconnecting to our life's purpose, or upping the bar. You know, maybe it's time for you to, to go to a bit, to a higher level, right? So, and then we, and then we have the magic of nature. So we don't know how we're gonna get to this other, to this new level. We don't know how we're gonna create this new story, but we know what it is. We know what we'd like it to be. So then we open up to the possibility of magic. Okay, I don't know how to change it, but what if some magical force could come in and just create the opportunities for me to be this different person? Who do I need to be? Who do I need to not be? How can I do it? I don't know, but let's call the magic of nature in. And so what you do is you get out into nature, get as wild of nature as you can find. Some of you live in the city and it's the city park. Hey, that's fine. Go sit with a tree, go sit, you know, with, if you have running water, if you have a river, you know, any of that kind of nature kind of energy will help stimulate the magic, help you let go of the rigidity that is preventing you from being who you truly want to be. And then what that does is it brings in the transformation, the ability to transform your situation from where it is to where you want it to be. So this month, each week of this month, we're going to have a different theme. So this first one is kind of an overview. It gives you the idea of magic and transformation, correlating to changing your story and loosening up the reins on the rigidity of mineral while you open to the spontaneity of nature, redefining who you are, who you want to be, who you don't, and who you no longer want to be. And then defining those things and allowing the structure of mineral to put those things together to create the story that you desire. So it's really awesome how the elements go hand in hand. One of the things that may help at this point, and I know that the people in my coaching program next month, we're going to do this, but to get a little clarity in terms of direction, in terms of locking things in, cowrie shell readings are really, really helpful when you're making these kinds of changes, because they give you direction that is maybe outside of your current perspective and help bring things into your perception that you may not be tuned into. So if that's something that sounds interesting, you can go to tobychristensen.com and look at my services page and you'll see cowrie shell readings, and check it out, sign up for one, and let's do a reading for you and get some clarity, get some direction, get some get some juice behind this very, very powerful month. And each week I will be doing a different theme. I'm going to focus a lot on magic next week. The week after that will be transformation. And I haven't figured out what the other weeks are going to be, but I believe we have 5 Tuesdays. So we're going to keep them coming. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let the magic flow into your life. Let go of the person that is not fulfilling your dreams and allow yourself to become the person that will rock your world and make it what you desire it to be. That's it for now. Remember, keep looking up.